Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I think the Bears are in a nice position with him. He's smart. He knows football. He knows players. So he works hard and he's organized. So that's what they're getting. And that's pretty good intangible things to be putting in your department there. So he's good with people also. And I think he'll do a nice job. I'm happy for him.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday as we look forward to conference championships in the NFL. Great guests coming up as the show moves along. Right there, though, the voice of Andy Reid. Was that when the Bears hired Matt Nagy? What was that? Or is that Ryan Poles?
Yeah, just Ryan Poles.
Yeah. That was unnecessary.
I mean, it could have been either.
I don't. Yeah.
He's pumping up his guy.
Yeah, that's what he does every time. Everybody's great. Everybody's going to be a great head coach and hire them all. So that's what he does. It's funny. I think back a few years ago. Oh, did you hear what Andy Reid said? Matt Nagy's going to be a superstar. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. Okay. How'd that season end? Anyways, Ryan Poles. We got a hire finally, man. There's still eight openings. But we got one.
We got
18 days after the season ended.
GMs are getting hired left and right. Now coaches. So we get the news this morning. We'll play a little coach carousel here. Nathaniel Hackett is the new head coach of the Denver Broncos, which immediately starts the speculation and everyone losing their minds that Aaron Rodgers is going to force his way out of Green Bay and to Denver. And I mean, that rumor's been there before Hackett. So this just kind of like adds another little seed to the trail here that maybe that's where this ends up. I don't know. I would hope Denver hired him because they think he's a good coach, not because they hope it gets Aaron Rodgers to Denver. But who knows? I mean, Hackett's the guy in Denver now, so we have our first head coach hired. There's still a lot of openings, though. I mean, our first head coach hiring is on January 27th. Has to be the latest ever.
I credit Denver for not going Dan Quinn. That was the name we kept hearing connected to Denver. You can't go from Vic Fangio to Dan Quinn, and you need that offensive mind. Now, is Hackett the right one? Was he the best option on offense? Not the way I would have gone, but I don't know what Hackett's saying in these meetings. I don't know what his plan is and some of the other assistants we would bring in. My biggest concern if I'm Denver is, okay, great. We got someone from a tree that is winning a lot right now that has had a lot of coaches alive here deep in the playoffs. That's cool. We're going offense. All right, great. We're going to find that quarterback and hopefully – we'll have a heck of an offense because we are only a quarterback away. Awesome. LaFleur calls plays. How's Hackett going to do in that role? Is he that head coach / play caller combo that everyone's looking for? You notice what we have left alive right now this weekend, the four teams playing on Sunday, vying for the Super Bowl? All four head coach play callers. That's the thing. That's what everybody wants, unless you're the Chicago Bears.
Who maybe will not have that. Hackett's like the Sirianni was this in Philadelphia. He didn't call plays under Frank Reich, but it was like they took him from there. A good situation.
And there's a learning curve, right? At the beginning of the season. Well,
we saw the Eagles were 2-5. Sirianni looked like a clown. Yes, there's a learning curve for sure.
If you want to look at the negatives, okay, Hackett, he has Aaron Rodgers. He didn't call plays with the Packers. And never made a Super Bowl despite having Aaron Rodgers. If you just look at those, doesn't look that great on paper, right?
Now, if he lands Aaron Rodgers, A++++ higher.
Of course.
Yeah.
But no the doubt. Division, as you brought up yesterday, you've got Mahomes, Carr, I mean, Herbert. That's tough.
Yeah. I don't know why you would go to the AFC. I don't know why you would go to this division in particular if your name is Aaron Rodgers, but we don't know all the behind-the-scenes stuff. I would just sit chilly in the NFC North, continue to dominate, and you're going to be on the short list of teams that has a legit opportunity to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Maybe your team can figure out that special teams is actually one third of the game, and you should put your good players on special teams, and you should hire a good coach to take care of your special teams instead of being dead last throughout the entire season. And that's exactly how it ended for Green Bay due to their special teams. Do we have a guess on the next team to make a hiring?
I'm going to guess the Dolphins hire Brian Daboll. That's my next guess.
Not Daboll. The Giants.
I saw a couple things yesterday that the Giants like him. And obviously the new GM there is from Buffalo, knows Brian Daboll very well. But Daboll, Miami, seems to have some legs to it. And he coached Tua. I mean, he got the best out of Tua we've seen at the collegiate or pro level. So, I mean, I do think if you're Brian Daboll, neither quarterback situation is beautiful. I mean, you got either Tua, you have to try to make something out of in the NFL, or you've got Daniel Jones, who yesterday the Giants – I mean, waxed poetic about in that press conference. Like, he's our guy.
Oh, and the reaction. Like, just shut up, people. Stop. Whatever is being said about Daniel Jones means nothing. What is he supposed to say, the new GM? Daniel Jones sucks. We're going to have a new quarterback plan. We're getting rid of this guy as soon as possible. No, of course he's not going to say that.
Right.
What was said about Daniel Jones at the Giants presser means absolutely nothing. Now, if a debate for Daboll is between the Giants and the Dolphins, where would you prefer to go? If you're going with the Dolphins, you're going in the division with Josh Allen and the Bills. If you're going with the Giants, you have the tough media market. Coaches don't last a long time there. But I feel like you're going to be given more time. You should be given more time unless it's an unmitigated disaster. Probably going to move on from quarterback. You have two top seven picks in the upcoming draft. You have a new general manager. He's going to want it to work with you because that's going to be the first big hire for him.
Sure.
So you would think you'd get at least 3 years. You might get Watson in Miami.
I'd rather the Miami roster. I think they're closer to being a playoff team. We just saw them win 9 games or whatever it was. Right? They're closer to being a playoff team. I'd choose Miami if I was Daboll.
I think I'd choose the Giants. I have the much easier division. I feel like I'm going to get more time, and I have two very high draft picks.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Aaron, how about you?
About
Giants
Florida?
Or Dolphins?
I would choose the Giants, too. Easier Flores. Division.
Give me the Flores. Football team twice.
Yeah, Flores could be the Giants.
That would be another disaster. That's two wins right there.
Why is there no buzz for Brian Flores?
I know. That's what I was wondering. Why not Flores to New York?
So here's a thought I had on all this. I had the same thought in my head this morning, Joe. Like, why is Brian Flores getting shut out of all this? Are we moving towards, you know how baseball's become like collaboration, GM, manager? We're all the same team here. We work together, harmony. Like, I wonder if we're going there in the NFL to where Brian Flores has a strong personality. He didn't get along with people in Miami. He was tough to work with. That's what we hear now, right? That was the only reason he's fired. Obviously, he's a pretty good coach. I wonder if teams are like, I'm not dealing with this guy. You know, like, I'm just going to do, I'm going to get someone that I can work with here and we could figure out the best way to win. I wonder if it hurts him.
And I assume they're calling Miami. They're talking to Greer. They're talking to the owner and trying to get the lowdown exactly what happened. And something I just mentioned a moment ago, he's not an offensive guy.
Yep.
He's not a play caller. There's that thing and the personality and how it ends up going for these Belichick guys. These relationships go sour very, very quickly. And Flores is on that tree. That's another thing that dings him. People probably look at it and say, well, look at all these other names that are really enticing and offensive minds and play callers. And if we hit on a play caller, I'm not going to lose them in a year to a head coaching job somewhere else. So I guess I can see, but, you know, Flores might be just stuck with Houston. He's the favorite to be the Texans head coach right now.
And there's the New England connection there with Caserio, right? But I wonder
absolutely.
How, I wonder how much
is he going to be on the headset with Flores? I don't think so.
And then you got the crazy Rasputin guy in the front office too, Jack, whatever his name is. But
Easterby.
Easterby. Remember when that was the crazy story in Houston, and then that all took a huge backseat. But speaking of Deshaun Watson, like there was a lot of smoke about. Like I wonder how much of the difficult to work with. It's coming out of Stephen Ross and the ownership group, and it's just like smoke coming from there. And, you know, I think it's, at least if you, some of the reports out there is that Flores wanted Watson, right? So I just wonder if how that ties into any of this. Like, I think we're a long way from him getting him back on the field, but I just wonder, like, if he goes to Houston, I have a tough time seeing Watson staying regardless.
Watson's gone.
Right, but where is he going, and does that Flores connection kind of...
So the Giants yesterday, John Mara explicitly said, I'm not sure her owner doing this. We are not... That's an organizational like philosophy. Like, that guy, he doesn't fit here, right? We're not bringing in people that are accused of those things. I wonder if that came up in the interview with Flores. Like, what would your idea be a quarterback? And he said, Deshaun Watson. And they said, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
Who's the Giants' offensive coordinator?
Don't know yet.
They don't have one yet. Because my thought was you could get a younger coordinator to be the play caller and then have the defensive mind and Flores with the Giants.
Could work.
Offensive mind, like a up-and-coming Sean McVay type guy. I don't know who it would be, but...
And that's what we kind of, you know, Joe G, you mentioned yesterday when I asked who was the last defensive guy that really had success, and it sounds like Vrabel. He had Arthur Smith, who was offensive mind, now the head coach in Atlanta.
Lost him. Yeah. And now how, kind of like Dan Quinn. People are talking a lot here about Dan Quinn. And is he going to learn anything? When I hear learn, oh, he's going to learn like Belichick, blah, blah, blah. I think of McCarthy, and he became the analytics guy, right? But what was Dan Quinn after he lost Shanahan? What was he? Things completely fell apart. There are in-game decision issues with Quinn as well. Left, which we were hearing, to Jacksonville. Nothing in the last 48 hours, last couple of days. We haven't heard much about Leftwich. What are the Saints going to do now? There were people just spending all their time on the Sean Payton factor, but what are they going to do? My guess is that you pick someone who's been there and you try to hold over it. Like, teams do this. Are they going to go with Dennis Allen, Pete Carmichael, a name like that? Or do they go elsewhere? Do they say, oh, you know, nobody else wants Bieniemy? We'll give Bieniemy a shot here.
Right.
Or do they get involved in the Daboll situation? Not a place I would go to. You have high expectations, and the salary cap is a disaster.
So I was going to say.
And no quarterback.
Yeah, so it's either do you do Bieniemy and Winston, like, you know, try and do that, or just blow the whole thing up for a year or two because they've been the salary cap hell, pushing it back.
Are we warming to Jim Caldwell in Chicago? Not yet?
No. I would take Dan Quinn over Jim
Caldwell.
Put me
in the back of a dump truck instead.
Caldwell over Quinn any day.
Both. How about both?
Death.
How about five other names?
Joe,
it looks like the Saints might interview Aaron Glenn. Did they already do that?
That's interesting. He was there for a long time as an assistant. It is BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.